All right, good morning and welcome to our stock market update for what is today? Tuesday, January 11th. Wow, a lot going on. Yesterday we had a sharp reversal for the Nasdaq and the S&P 500. Well, take a look at this. Today, big news for Intel, for Abercrombie and Fitch, and for Big Lots. And then we have Fed Chair Powell, who could shake the markets today. So we'll talk about this. Anyhow, lots of things to do here. If this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter, and this is my head coach, Mark Hart. Together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience, and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming, so don't worry, I have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So with it being said, let's take a look at what happened yesterday. I brought up the S&P 500, a daily chart. I mean, after four down days yesterday, still finishing lower, but boy, what a reversal, right, Mark?
You're absolutely right, Marcus. This was an impressive reversal. If you look at a 5-minute chart, we saw a lower open, and that sell-off after the gap down just continued. In fact, you know, we were having a call with our mastermind group, and someone said, hey, maybe things will turn around and we'll get a reversal by the end of the day. And at that time, it sounded like that was ridiculous. Really? But lo and behold, the S&P and all the indices saw a nice afternoon rally that continued and ended up leaving the indices near session highs.
Yeah, most impressive probably the Nasdaq here. I mean, look at this, and the Nasdaq really in the last few minutes inched out again for the day. So for yesterday, the S&P 500 still down, the Dow still down, but the Nasdaq, I mean, up 6.39 points, so almost 7 points, 0.05% barely, but yes, the Nasdaq inched it out.
Yeah, that's almost 400 points from its low to the close of the day. That's an impressive move.
Especially if you look at it in percentage points. I mean, we're talking here about a 3% rally, 3%, because it looks so harmless on a 5-minute chart. But yeah, that's quite a reversal here. That's quite a reversal. But I mean, we said it in the headline of this video, be prepared for an intense week. I mean, this is where this week we have a lot going on where traders are looking for direction. And we can actually take a look at a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P here to see what's happening right now as we are heading into the trading day. And this is where we see clearly, like, okay, what are we going to focus on in the overnight session? And then, you know what? Let's actually open higher. And then, let's scratch that. And right now it looks like a flat opening, the E-mini S&P here flirting with a flat line. The Nasdaq down a little bit more, 0.15%. The Dow futures are pointing also to a flat opening. And this is where we just see, uncertainty, nervousness in the market because we have a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, Marcus, and let's go to the economic calendar. I think it's worth taking another look because there's a few things going on this week. Fed Chair Powell testimony, you mentioned yesterday that it is confirmation hearing as well. When I see the Fed, I'm thinking Fed meeting or testimony in front of Congress. And there is multiple parts of the hearing process there, but that's going to be a biggie today. CPI data, biggie tomorrow. So that's, you know, important. PPI follows CPI data. Some might argue that investors take a closer look at CPI data. Retail sales at the end of the week, but the real biggie for Friday is earnings.
Yeah, and this is where just a lot going on. Now, until we kick off earnings season, I believe that today there will be a lot of eyes on Fed Chair Powell after he rocked the markets last week, right? And to see what he has to say as probably here, the banking committee, is it the banking committee? Yeah, the Senate banking committee will grill him and all say, okay, what are your plans here? So tell us a little bit more about this. And then you're right, the CPI is one of the main gauges for inflation for the Fed. I mean, so this is where the Fed will also keep an eye on this. And based on this, adjust interest rates. Now, the CPI, inflation data, the Fed likes to see it around 2%. And in November, or for November, it came in year over year. This year is just month over month. But year over year, it came in at what? I think it was 6.8%. Is that right?
I believe you're right.
Yeah, so 6.8%. So way above this. And this is why they're taking action right now. And we want to see, is it really getting much worse tomorrow for December? Or are we actually getting inflation a little bit under control? And this is what we are seeing right now in the market. This nervousness, like, okay, let's see what's going on. And yeah, you're right. I mean, earnings season is kicking off by the end of the week, but just a few of the big banks. I mean, so next week and the week after, this is when we are kicking really into high gear here with earnings season.
Agreed. But I think there's also this push where people are ready for earnings season, right? Is earnings season going to be what helps, some of the support? I think yesterday was a lot of a buy the dip rally, and with some huge weakness there and such a huge reversal, I think people took an opportunity to buy that. But we also saw that, the 10-year yields turn around the same time as well. So that's being watched, especially with tax. But it was a broad market rally, right? It wasn't just tax. It wasn't the Dow losing and tax rallying. It was everybody rising, right?
And
a rising tide lifts all boats.
Right. And here you see, I'm showing the bars so that we see what's happening intraday. And I brought up the 50-day moving average. And yesterday we see that we closed right at the 50-day moving average. So if I'm removing the bars and we just look at the closing prices, we see that the 50-day moving average still holds here for the S&P. We already know that it's not the case for the NASDAQ, but this is what's mainly used here on the S&P. Now, as I'm bringing this back, this is where we see, no, it dipped way below this, but this is where... You see, especially when plotting this on daily charts, most investors are just looking at the end of day data. So they're looking at a picture that is similar to this and say, yeah, it's still holding. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Now, let's also talk about the cryptocurrencies, because yesterday, Bitcoin dipped below 40,000 before bouncing back. And right now, still having a tough time here, catching a bid. So we are trading around the lows that we had in September. And right now, 40,000, is this the new level?
It looks like that could be the line in the sand. I mean, even just look at the closes over the last 3 days and where it's trading right now. We've just seen this tighter range, some dips down towards 40. But it looks like there's a little bit of a pause. I mentioned that I expected a move down to those lows that we saw back in September, but it looks like we might see some support. I wouldn't be surprised with Bitcoin.
And that's what I said over the weekend. I picked up some Bitcoin and also Ethereum. I picked it up yesterday when it was trading below 3,000. So we'll see what happens. This is not a trade. This is more of a long-term play that I do with a little bit of play money here, but we'll see how this turns out.
I think that was a good opportunity.
Let's take a look at some individual stocks. So we do have Intel making a move. We talked about this. So Intel yesterday up 3%, which for Intel is a pretty good move. It seems that pre-market, it was up actually more than 4%, but now has pulled back a little bit. Did you see the news there?
Yeah, so they confirmed the appointment of David Zinsner as chief financial officer, and the current CFO will retire from Intel in May. I saw that. Was there any other news?
No, this was mainly it. I mean, it's just a rotation for the CFO, and it seems that investors like the idea of the new guy, David Zinsner. I don't have much background information, but I mean, if you're looking at Intel, Intel had some wild jumps here in earnings because they have really surprised. And it started all in July 2020, if we take a look at this. So big jump here, then to the upside. I mean, it seems that they always beat earnings, but they definitely have become a way more volatile stock than they used to be. If you're looking at a weekly chart, I mean, Intel, we see here how calm it was in 2009, 2010, and then in 2018 started these wild swings that we see right now from a high of 70 to a low of 40 here. So that's pretty wild for Intel.
Those are some bigger moves. I know that in a similar, oh, well, actually, we're still looking at yesterday. So another mover, Abercrombie. No, that's today.
ANF, Abercrombie
and
Fitch.
I'm all over the place. My apologies.
Yeah, so yesterday they were down 2.5%. This morning in pre-market trading, up 2.7%. What's happening there?
Sure. So they announced, they actually cut their quarterly sales outlook for the quarter, but said that it saw a nice pickup in post-holiday sales. So it seems like that is... Well, traders are liking that information, that pickup in holiday sales, and that could be something that investors are looking at, just because we saw some of the numbers following the Thanksgiving holiday and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and it seemed like there were some concerns there, but then more and more numbers came in, and it did sound like December and the Christmas holiday sales picked up for a lot of these companies, so it could be that traders are looking into that. But interesting that it's up pre-market, even though they cut their quarterly sales outlook.
Yeah, I want to see if this affects Kohl's here as well. But now Kohl's trading down 0.6% in pre-market trading, because we did sell a 45 put here on Kohl's. So we want Kohl's to stay above 45 right now. Still looking good at 46.30 pre-market. But it's interesting that Kohl's is not reacting to the data here from Abercrombie and Fitch. Now, sticking with retailers, Big Lots, it was crazy. Yesterday, down 6.7%. In pre-market trading, down another 5.3%. So what is this? Conflicting data here for retailers?
Seems like it. They said that they saw softening traffic and sales this month. And they said that the winter weather and the spread of the Omicron variant was a key contributor there. So with that announcement, shares are down about 5% pre-market for Big Lots.
All right. GameStop is in the news today again. Not really moving a whole lot today, but did you see why GameStop is back in the news?
Back in the news because today marks the one-year anniversary of what's been dubbed the Reddit Rebellion, where the Redditors officially created the term meme stock. We're promoting GameStop as a company to buy and hold to the moon. And although things really started to get going the weeks after, I guess today officially marks the one-year anniversary.
This is January 11th. This is when it all started. It's more clear here on a weekly chart. This is why I wanted to zoom in on a weekly chart. Let me just zoom out a little bit, because now I messed it up. But here we see that this year is January, the week of January 11th last year. That's, as you said, where it all started. Kind of crazy. All right, let's take a look at another look here at a 5-minute chart of the futures markets to see where we are. And it's pretty much around flat line, right? I mean, the E-mini S&P right now down 3.5 points, 0.08%. NASDAQ down a little bit more, 0.2%. The Dow down 0.06%. So, I mean, it will probably be a volatile week. This is what we already see here in pre-market trading, and that's what we are prepared for. That's what we are prepared to trade.
Volatile week and slightly lower to start the day. One last thing to mention, crude oil seems to be on the run again, Marcus.
Oh, really? Okay, let's take a look at this. Oh my gosh, crude oil, look at this. I mean, just jumping in the last few minutes here, now above $80 a barrel. Let's switch over to a daily chart. And yes, from a low here of around $62 in the beginning of December, now at $80 a barrel. So this year, a move from the low to today, that is almost a 30% upswing here. So that's interesting. This should give energy stocks a boost again. So
exactly.
DCP, one of the stocks, one of the PowerX stocks that we bought right here. So they're up in pre-market trading, 1.5%. Probably also Oxy, Devon Energy. Yeah, here we go, 1.6% up. DVN, Devon Energy, up 1.55%. So yeah, it seems to be another good day for energy stocks here with crude oil moving.
Looks like it.
All right, we got to jump over to trade with our masterminds live here this morning, as we do on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, we'll link to a few videos right here, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning in the next Stock Market Update. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.